what their guru means to them, what their guru has done for them. So today we're here to present one such rendition written by Guru Arjan Dev Ji in reverence to his guru, Guru Ram Das.
Guru Mere Pooja, Guru Govind, Guru Mere Pooja, Guru Govind, Guru Mera Parabrahma, Guru Bhagavan, Guru Mera Parabrahma, Guru Bhagavare. Guru Mere Pooja, Guru Govind, Guru Mere Pooja, Guru Govind, Guru Mera Parabrahma, Guru Bhagavan, Guru Mera Parabrahma, Guru Bhagavan. Guru Meri Pooja, Guru Govind, Guru Meri Pooja, Guru Govind. Guru Mera Deo Alak Bhayo Sarab Po Charan Gur Seo. Guru Bin Avara Nahi Leta Andin japo Guru Guru na Andin japo Guru Guru na Andin japo Guru Guru na Andin japo Guru Guru na
He says, my guru is divine. Incarnation, that energy that runs this entire universe, sacrifices their eternal abode and comes on earth in human form for mankind. Sacrifice. A word that has such depth to it. But today, a lot of people walk around trying to justify their sacrifice. For example, someone who's diabetic will say, I've sacrificed sweets. I don't take sweets anymore. But the truth is, because of their help, they've stopped eating it. It's not truly a sacrifice. Parents, I'm sure kids have heard this over and over again. We sacrificed so much for you. We left our countries. We came halfway across the world. But they were trying to fulfill their duty. But true sacrifice happens when There is nothing in it for the purpose, for the person who is making the sacrifice. When the gods and the demons churned the ocean, the first thing that came out was poison. And as this poison started to spread, everything started to die. But Lord Shiva came and took this poison into his throat to save mankind. That was a true sacrifice. Lord Jesus Christ got hung on the cross to sacrifice the sins of his disciples. Lord Ram left his kingdom, went into 14 years of exile to lift the people who were sitting along that journey he took, to uplift them and to destroy Ravan, to destroy negativity. So sacrifice gurus make over and over again, time and time again. Saint Kabir says, Vriksh kabu na fal bake, nadi na sanche neer, parmarth ke karne, sant dara shareer. That a tree gives fruit, but never consumes its own fruit. An ocean, a river, gives water unendingly, but doesn't take its own water. Just like that, for the benefit of mankind, that shakti, that power, comes in human form from time to time to uplift mankind. Lord Jesus said, I will pray to my Father and he will send a messenger who will do the same work that I have done before you. Lord Krishna said, Yadha yadha hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham. That whenever evil will be on the rise, I will manifest myself. I will come to uplift mankind. And if we look at the life of our guru, Sri Ashutosh Maharaji, who left everything, his lifestyle, his family, his parents, his sibling, his kin, left everything and stepped into the land of Punjab at a time where terrorism was on the rise, at a time where there was great havoc, but came to uplift mankind. And for decades, he stayed there in one small room, in simple clothing, dedicated his every moment to his disciples, dedicated his entire life to uplifting mankind, to help each and every one of us fulfill the purpose of our soul. He bestowed us with this gift of Brahm Gyan, this gift that we know in olden times, disciples spend years and years serving their gurus, serving their masters to receive this connection to God. But yet Guru bestowed us with this gift very easily. and continues to provide us with opportunities to grow, to evolve. So Guru Arjan Dev Ji says that my guru is so divine that in him resides this entire universe, that I can't but spend each moment in reverence of my guru. What does he say further? Let's hear.
Guru meri puja, Guru Gobind. Guru meri puja, Guru Gobind. Guru mera parbrahma, Guru Bhagavan. Guru mera parbrahma, Guru Bhagavan. Guru meri puja, Guru Gobind. Guru meri puja, Guru Gobind. Guru mera gyan, Guru hriday dhyan. Guru Gopal, Purak Bhagwan. Guru mera gyan, Guru hriday dhyan. Guru Gopal, Purak Bhagwan. Guru ki sarana raha kar jo par, Guru bina main nahi ho. Guru ki sarana raho kar jo, Guru bina main nahi ho. Guru bina main nahi ho. Guru bina main nahi ho. Guru bina main nahi ho.
He says, my guru is the epitome of knowledge. Today, when we want to listen to someone or want to learn about something, we look at credentials. You know, what are the credentials of this person? How much experience do they have? That are they worth my time? Is it worth me investing my time listening to this person? But Guru Arjan Dev Ji says that this seed of Brahm Gyan, in it lies the knowledge of the entire universe. It is through the same practice of Brahm Gyan that rishis, that saints, learned about all the plants, the herbs, their benefits, and they penned them down. It is through the same Brahm Gyan rishis learnt about mathematics, learnt about counting, and penned that information down. It is through the experience of Brahm Gyan that they learnt about energy, all sorts of energy, potential, kinetic, nuclear, electrical, all sorts of energy. And they penned it down. So, this seed of Brahm Gyan carries within it the knowledge of the entire universe. And it is through the practice of this seed of Brahmgyan, that we learn to know about ourselves, who we really are, where have we come from, where are we headed, what is our purpose. In olden times, the duty of the husband was to go outside and work, bring home the money. And the duty of the wife was to use this money and be very vigilant how she spent it to make sure that they survived. And it was always said that both of them are running the house. Because if neither of them did their duty properly, then the house would not be running successfully. So Yoganand says, just like each member of the house does their part to make sure that the house is running properly, just like that, if you change yourself, then you are doing your part that's needed to change this world. If you focus on changing yourself. One of Socrates' disciples, Crito, asks him, Guru, what can I do to please you? And Socrates says, I need nothing. All I need you to do is practice what I have given you. In 2010, we had the first Divya Shanti Maha Utsav, which was the first biggest festival where Sri Ashutosh Maharaj asked all of his disciples from all across the world to come and join. And at the end of this festival, at the end of his talk, Sri Ashutosh Maharaj said that each one of you have received the most powerful thing there is that exists in this world. And that is the technique of Brahm Gyan. With this power, you can make anything happen. You can fulfill any desire. You can change the path of your destiny. You can change this world. But that change will start with yourself. So work on removing these layers, these walls we have built between ourselves and our Creator. This distinction we have made between us and God Himself. He says, use this fire of Brahm Gyan and remove these veils so that your light, the light of your soul, shines bright. There was a group of individuals who a family that had come to Maharaj once. And they said to Guru that, you know, we already have a Guru. Our family has been going to this lineage of Gurus for a while. And for many, many years, they've told us what's coming in our life, what's gonna happen in our life. They've given us guidance. They've told us our future so many times, and it's come true every time. So Sri Ashutosh Maharaj replies and says that the gurus of the world can tell you your future, but a true Satguru gives you the power to make your future. Gives you the strength to change your destiny, to change what is written on your path. And because Guru, a Satguru, holds so much power, when saints were given the opportunity to choose between the world and their Guru, they chose their Guru over and over again. When Swami Vivekananda's father passed away, he was given the opportunity to go and start work at a particular location, but that required him to leave his hometown, to go really far away where he would not be able to see his Guru on a daily basis. He chose his Guru. Meera was given the option to leave chanting Lord Krishna's name, to leave her bhakti and live in the kingdom like a queen, or else leave the palace. She chose to wander the streets and continue to sing the praises of her Guru. She made her own destiny. She chose her own path. At the time of Guru Gobind Singh, the Mughals were using the power of their sword and trying to convert individuals to Islam. Out of ignorance, thinking that if they converted even one individual, that they would reach heaven. Amongst his disciples, there was this young boy by the name of Veer Hakikat. His mom tells him, if they ask you whether you know Guru Gobind Singh, say no. Say you don't know anything about him. And Veer says, but Ma, he is our Guru. She says, yeah, but if you say yes, they will kill you. He says, what use is life if it can't be given up for Guru? He has given us so much. And not just in this lifetime, but in every lifetime. They would have the individual stand in the line and one by one ask each one of them, do you know who Guru Gobind Singh is? Out of fear, everyone was saying no. But this young child stood up and said, yes, I know who Guru Gobind Singh is, and he is my Guru. His mother quickly screams out and says, he's a child. He doesn't know what he's saying. Please forsake his life. Please forgive him. But Veer says again, no, my mother is wrong. I know exactly what I am saying. I know who Guru Gobind Singh is, and he is my Satguru. He chose to give up his life rather than give up his Guru. And maybe you might think that we're not faced with such circumstances. We're not fighting a war. No one's coming at us with a sword saying pick Guru or pick the world. But the truth is, we are. At every moment, we are given a choice to choose the world or choose Guru. Every day when you wake up, you have a choice whether you want to remember your Guru or not. Every free time you have a choice. Do you want to spend it watching TV or do you want to spend it remembering God? You have a choice. Do you want to spend time in a party Or do you want to make sure you're up and here in satsang on time? So in our own little way, we are given the choice over and over again whether we choose the world or guru. The choice is ours. And whatever choice we make will determine our fate, will determine our destiny. What does Guru Arjan Dev Ji say further? Let's hear.
Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavan, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavan. Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind. Guru Bohit Tare Bhav Paar, Guru Sevar, Jamte Chutkar, Guru Bohit, Tare Bhav Paar, Guru Sevar, Jamte Chutkar. अंधकार में गुरु मंत्र उजारा गुरु के संग सगल निस्तारा अंधकार में गुरु मंत्र उजारा गुरु के संग सगल निस्तारा Guru ke sang sagal nistara Guru ke sang sagal nistara Guru ke sang sagal nistara
He says Gur bohit tare pav par Gur ki seva jamte chutkar That through the grace of Guru, we are freed from this bondage of birth and death. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjun is having this conversation with Krishna, the conversation of karmas come up. And often we'll hear individuals who say, you know, I do good stuff. I don't hurt anyone. I don't do anything bad to anyone. I make sure my actions are good. So I don't need guru. I don't need to be on a spiritual path. I'm already spiritual. But Lord Krishna explains how this theory of karma works. That we have each good karma we do is like a positive in our bank account. And each negative karma we do is negative in our bank account. But they don't outweigh each other. So if you do a lot of negative but then start doing positive, you think it cancels each other out. It doesn't work like that. For each negative karma you have done, you have to pay for it. You have to reap it. And the same thing for each positive karma that's done, you have to reap it. And scriptures say that you can do as much good karma. And what will that get you? In the next birth, you might become a devi or a devta, a god or goddess. But when you reap the fruit of that good karma, you come back into the cycle of birth and death. That until and unless the soul is devoid of any karma, good or bad, until it gets to a state of zero, that soul is not liberated, does not attain moksha. So if we think about that for a moment, that's tough. Because every little action we do is karma, is tied to karma. I could take a drink of water, that's karma. I give someone a hug, that's exchanging karma. Everything is an action. But the solution is given. Again, Lord Krishna tells Arjun, Abhyasen tu Kaunteya. That Arjun, fight this war, but stay connected to me. Do Simran in every breath of yours. And that will burn away the actions. That will burn away karma and not create bondage. Gurus always give us the opportunity of seva. And these opportunities of seva, of service, is to burn away the baggage of karma that we have come into this world with. Things that happened in the past that we didn't have control over, or when we didn't know any better. And it is through these opportunities of service, he frees us from the bondage of birth and death. At the time of Samrat Guru Ram Das, there was a man by the name of Adam Jat. Him and his wife, been married for so many years, but could not bear any children. They went to many gurus at that time, donated a lot of wealth, gave up so much in exchange for a child, but was not possible. Their wish was not fulfilled. Finally, they heard about Samrat Guru Ram Das. Went into his shelter, received this gift of Brahmgyan, and started practicing. Once they understood what their purpose was, they sold everything they owned. And close to the ashram, they got a little hut, which is where they stayed. They simplified their living to such an extent. And just for daily living, Adam Jat would go chop wood. Whatever he chopped, half he kept with himself to sell, and half he gave to the ashram. And this was his daily duty. One day they had a massive program where disciples from far and wide came to visit Guru. But that day it poured heavily. Poured so much that all the wood that was gathered at the ashram was soaked. So now the conversation started, how are we going to cook food for all of these people? Adam, realizing the situation, starts to take the wood he had saved at home little by little into all the different tents. And soon, everyone had fire to cook food. Guru Ramdas asks, where did this fire, where did this wood come from? How come there is fire in all the tents? And the disciples who were close by said, one of the Guru brothers, Adam, arranged for this wood to be delivered. It was late at night, but Guru Ramdas says, call Adam. I want to see him. And says to Adam, I am so pleased with you. Ask for anything. Anything that you want, ask for it today. The opportunity Adam was waiting for. Because he knew, he had heard, that if you please your guru, then he can make the impossible possible. But he couldn't muster up the courage to say, Guru, I want a child. All he does is fold his hands and says, keep us in your shelter always. Guru says, yeah, that's going to happen. But ask, is there anything you want? And Adam couldn't say anything. So Ramdas says, go home, it's late tonight. Come back tomorrow. He goes home, he tells his wife what has happened. And dearest wife says, what? He asked you. Ask for anything. Why didn't you ask for a child? That's why we did this, this whole thing. We left our home, we left everything just for a child. Why didn't you ask him? Adam said, the words wouldn't come out of my mouth. But you know what? Guru called us tomorrow. You come with me. So next morning, a wife is ready before her husband, ready to go to Guru. And again, Guru says, I am so pleased with you. I heard your story. I heard you left everything and you've come here. And this is what you do. Surely there was something you wanted. That's why you came here. And finally, the wife spoke and said, we wanted a child, Guru. Guru closes his eyes, looks through his third eye, his Devdrishti. For a few moments. And then opens his eyes and says, in your destiny, there is no child written. That it's not in your karma to have a child this birth. They fall at Guru's feet and say, but Guru, you are the all-knowing. You have the power to change our destiny. You can make anything possible. Guru closes his eyes again. And then, after a few moments, he says, in my destiny, I have four children written. Pleased with your service, I will give you one of my child, one of my children. And for eons, your lineage, your family will serve in Guru's ashrams. And this is one example, but there's so many examples of where Guru time and time again changes the fate, changes the destiny of his disciples. Why? Just because of the seva they have done. Just because of the few moments we spend here. cooking the food, setting up the hall, little things. And I was talking to one of the Swamis in India, and he said, we would always hear that whenever there's an opportunity of seva, take it. Because you don't know if that opportunity would come again or not. And he says, we would think, oh, there's always going to be seva. If I can't do this one, it's okay. I'll something else. When I have time, I will do it. And he says, now I recognize why that was being said. Because he said, in those times, we didn't have an ashram. We would go from foot to foot, travel from town to town to spread this knowledge of truth. Then slowly, we would find little grounds or in the park, we would set up this tent and give satsang. Then sound system came. We would set up the tent, set up the sound system, give satsangs. He goes, but now we have an ashram. We have a permanent location. No tent needs to be set up. No sound needs to be set up. So that seva doesn't even exist anymore. So he says, now I understand why Guru would say again and again, don't take the opportunity of seva for granted. And take every opportunity you can get, because guess what? He is keeping track of everything you do. Every moment you spend in service, every moment you spend in remembrance, he is keeping track of everything. And for that one moment, what he will give in return, you cannot even fathom. A simple example is when Lord Ram's army was going to build this bridge to Lanka. And they're throwing these stones. And stones are working against their nature and floating. And once they've done this and they're tired, they're exhausted, they see all they have is a little platform from the shore. And when Lord Ram stands on this platform, all the creatures of the ocean come to complete this bridge to Lanka. But someone says to Ram, why didn't you just do this in the first place? Like, why did you make us work so hard? He says, look what I'm standing on. I'm standing on the little platform you built. That little platform represents the little seva that we do. But the bridge he will build to take us across this ocean of birth and death, he will build it for us. He will ensure that we get freed from this cycle of suffering. What does Guru Arjan Dev Ji say further? Let's hear.
Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobinda, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobinda, Guru Meda Parabrahma, Guru Bhagavanta, Guru Meda Parabrahma, Guru Bhagavanta. Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobinda, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobinda.
Mm.
ਗੁਰੂ ਪੂਰਾ ਪਏ ਵਦ ਬਾਗੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਨ ਲਾਗੇ ਗੁਰਪੁਰ ਪਏ ਵਦ ਬਾਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਨ ਲਾਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਵੀਂ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਸੋਏ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਵੀਂ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਸੋਏ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਸੋਏ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਸੋਏ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਸੋਏ
ਐਵਰੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਮਸ ਅਪ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਪੂਰਾ ਇਜ਼ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਟੂ ਇਟ Because today there's so many gurus in the world. We call everybody a guru. But the scriptures talk about a pura guru, meaning a complete guru. One who doesn't give you knowledge of this world, but one who awakens that truth within you. He is considered a satguru. One who has walked the path to liberation, and enables you to walk that path as well. And one of the most powerful techniques he has given us is Simran, is the name, the word of Guru. Our scriptures say, Prab ka Simran garb na base, Prab ka Simran jam na se, dukh jam na se, Prab ka Simran kaal par hare, Prab ka simran dushman tare. That through this constant remembrance on the name of God, you are freed from coming back in the womb again and again. From this constant remembrance on the name of God, your suffering ends. It's not the God of death that comes for you when it's time for you to leave, but Guru himself would be there to take you home. This web of time that we are caught up in, you would be freed from it. And each of your enemy would leave, there would be no enemies, provided you are focused. You are spending time in Simran, in remembrance of God. This Simran we do is like creating a protective barrier around us. It's like being in your own protective bubble that no one can pierce, that no one can break, that no one can enter. And that's why they say in this time of Kalyug, where it's hard to take out dedicated time. It's hard to spend hours and hours in meditation. Saints remind us of Jap, of chanting the name of the Lord. Whenever you have free time, you're driving, instead of listening to news or music, chant the Lord's name. When you're cooking, do Simran. Whatever extra time you have, instead of letting your mind be idle, where it's going to sit and worry and create all this havoc within your mind, engage it in Simran. That constant repetition of the Lord's name will create this protective barrier between you and the outside world. And as you stay within this protective barrier, you will go through this life living in peace, living in bliss, in happiness. That contentment we are looking for, that we're constantly looking to attain, looking to strive, that contentment will come with constant remembrance of the Lord's name. And that name that exists within our breath. Our scriptures say, Ek shabad meri pran basat hai bohar janam na aala. There is one word that dwells in my breath. When you awaken that through constant simran, then you are freed from the bondage of birth and death. We fulfill the purpose that our soul is here for, which is to attain moksha, to attain liberation. That constant simran will bring this balance of karma to zero, so that we don't come back to suffer in this world over and over again. But this journey starts in the shelter of a Puran Guru, of a Satguru. We are blessed that in today's day and age, Guru found us. In this world where there are so many teachers, we are sitting in the shelter of the one who provides the truth. That one who is the embodiment of the divine himself. But ask yourself, are you doing justice to this gift he has given you? This gift of Brahmgyan, the seed that he planted within us, are you providing the soil, the water, and the sunshine it needs for this seed to grow? Do you wake up every morning with immense gratitude for your guru? Do you even remember to thank your guru every single day? If you find yourself complaining about your situation, about things in your life, then you've forgotten what Guru has said to us, that we have the power to make anything happen in our life. We have the power to create our own destiny. And if that is happening, then spend time in practice. Spend time connecting with that Lord that sits within. And if nothing else, just start chanting his name. Walk around your house chanting it. Do as much as you can. There's never having too much God in your life. So in whatever way you can increase the time you spend remembering God, increase it. Build your own protection around you so that your mind lives in a state of bliss and to such a guru. Offer gratitude every single day with every breath you remember, offer gratitude. Because it's only His grace that we are here today. It's only His grace that will help burn away our karma, that will help remove us from the bondage of birth and death. We'll listen to the entire bhajan one more time. And I ask you all to close your eyes and sit in meditation and offer your gratitude, offer your feelings to your guru. Think of Him sitting in front of you and just you and Him. These are the feelings of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, but you offer your own feelings to your guru.
Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavantaya, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavantaya, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Mera Deo, Alak Ab Sarv Puja, Charan Gur Seo, Gur Bina Var Nahi Meta. Andin Japo, Guru Guru Nao. Andin Japo, Guru Guru Nao. Andin Japo, Guru Guru Nao. Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavanta, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavanta, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobindara, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobindai, Guru Mera Gyana, Guru Hridaya Dhyana, Guru Gopala, Purak Bhagavan, Guru Ki Sarana, Raho Kar Jo, Guru Bina Main Nahi Ho, Guru Bina Main Nahi Ho, Guru Bina Main Nahi Ho, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Govind, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Govind, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavanta, Guru Mera Par Brahma, Guru Bhagavanta, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind, Guru Meri Puja, Guru Gobind,
ಗುರು ಬೋಯತ್ ತಾರೆ ಬವತಾ ಗುರು ಸೇವಾ ಜಮತೆ ಛುತ್ಕಾರ ಅಂಧಕಾರ ಮೇ ಗುರು ಮಂತ್ರ ಉಜಾರಾ ಗುರು ಕೆ ಸಂಗ ಸಗಲ ನಿಸ್ತಾರಾ ಗುರು ಕೆ ಸಂಗ ಸಗಲ ನಿಸ್ತಾರಾ ಗುರು ಕೆ ಸಂಗ ಸಗಲ ನಿಸ್ತಾರಾ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರು ಮೇರ ಪಾರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗುರು ಭಗವನ್ನಿತ ಗುರು ಮೇರ ಪಾರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗುರು ಭಗವನ್ನಿತ ಗುರು ಮೇರ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರುಪುರ ಪೈವದ ಭಾಗೆ ಗುರು ಕಿ ಸೇವಾ ದುಃಖ ನ ಲಾಗಿ ಗುರು ಕ ಸಬದ ನಮಿತೆ ಕೋಯ ಗುರು ನಾನಕ ನನಕ ಹರ ಸೋಯೆ ಗುರು ನಾನಕ ನನಕ ಹರ ಸೋಯೆ ಗುರು ನಾನಕ ನನಕ ಹರ ಸೋಯ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರು ಮೇರ ಪಾರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗುರು ಭಗವಂತ ಗುರು ಮೇರ ಪಾರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗುರು ಭಗವಂತ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗುರು ಮೇರಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಗುರು ಗೋವಿಂದ.
Let's fold the hands, bringing them to the heart center. Lower the chin to the chest, offering our gratitude to Guru for making it possible for all of us to be here today. Take a moment to offer a silent prayer or set your intention for the week. Boliye Sadhguru Maharaj ki jai, Sachi Darbar ki jai. You can rub your hands together when you have a little bit of heat, taking it over your entire body. Thank you everyone for making it out here today. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Stay for lunch. And just a request to stay seated till you receive prasad, and then you can have lunch. Thank you.